Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. I'm your host, Leslie Ann. I'm the founder of Fat Loss Lifestyle School, which is a four-week online program to teach women how to simplify food and fitness for lasting fat loss. This episode is for you guys who struggle on the weekends, which is to say everyone. Even if you've done Fat Loss Lifestyle School, chances are you are still struggling with the weekends because it's just a really easy trap to fall into without the structure of the workday or the kids being in school, without that daily routine, with having to be out of the house more because you're out running errands and getting things done. Maybe you're having more social activities on the weekend. All of these things contribute to us not being home to cook and eat a good meal. And so we're out at restaurants, we're running through the drive-thru, we're maybe not eating for hours and hours and hours and hours on end, and then we get super hungry and make bad choices, right? Is this all sounding familiar? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Before we get into it, I have to give a quick shout out to our friends at Legion Athletics for sponsoring the podcast. The Fat Loss Lifestyle School team has just embraced the Legion protein powder so much so that I think we all now need a shelf in our pantries to hold all the different flavors. Like, we just can't stop trying all the flavors. The flavors are so much fun. I have to share a quick tip with you. I did this yesterday, showed it on Instagram stories. You guys went crazy for it. So if you missed that, here's the trick. Take a serving of low-fat Greek yogurt, 2%, something like that, unsweetened plain Greek yogurt, and stir in either half a scoop or a full scoop of the Legion whey protein powder flavor of your choice, vanilla, chocolate, whatever you have on hand. Yesterday, I used cookies and cream, and that's my favorite one to stir into yogurt. Stir it some more. You want the protein powder to dissolve into the yogurt. And the reason we do this is, I mean, yeah, it adds more protein, but it's also a natural way to add sweetness and a really fun flavor to otherwise pretty boring, bitter Greek yogurt. Not a lot of us like to just eat plain yogurt. I do, but clients look at me like I have three heads when I tell them to eat plain yogurt. So here's a way around it. Stir the protein powder into the yogurt and stir it until the protein powder dissolves and the yogurt starts to look almost kind of like frosting. It gets kind of light and creamy and fluffy looking. If you want to take it to the next level even more, add a serving of warm berries on top. We probably all have some frozen berries in our freezers right now for protein smoothies and shakes and things like that. Yesterday, I did some frozen dark cherries, warmed those up for about a minute and put those on top of the cookies and cream yogurt. That was some good stuff. And that tasted like cheesecake. I did not hate it. And I eat it all the time. So there you go. There's a little tip for you, a little recipe. And if you haven't yet tried Legion protein powder, go right now to legionathletics.com, use our code FLLS to get 20% off your first order. And if you've already placed an order previously, using our code gets double rewards points, which you can use those for free stuff, for more protein powder. So there you go. All right. So yeah, thank you to Legion. And we will keep sharing our ideas for protein powder with you. We have actually a really fun project coming. Keep your eyes open for that. So let's talk about weekends, because no matter where you are in your process of fat loss, whether you're a beginner, you're someone who's more advanced, you've been doing this for years, no matter where you are, you are probably struggling on the weekends because that's just the way our world works. When most of us work Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, we suddenly get to the weekends and we don't have any structure. We're out of the house more. We're doing more social activities. We're running around and not having time to sit down and maybe eat a more balanced meal like we would during the week. And so this is where we end up at restaurants. We end up in the drive-thru. We end up making bad choices. We let ourselves get so hungry that we just eat whatever crosses our paths, and it's never good. And then we roll into the next week feeling like crap. And we just keep repeating this cycle over and over and over again of, you know, being super on point, maybe too on point, too strict Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday. Then the weekend comes and it's treat yourself time. So how do we break this cycle? This past weekend, I had one of these moments and I shared it with you guys on my Instagram stories. If you're not following me on Instagram, that is my favorite place to hang out and teach you guys aside from the podcast. So come on over and find us at Fat Loss Lifestyle School, and you'll see things like this as I do them. But I wanted to go into more detail about it in a podcast because so many of you responded and said, oh my gosh, thank you. Please keep talking about this more. I struggle with this so much and this really, really helps. So here's what I did. I shared with you that I was sitting in the grocery store parking lot because it was almost dinner time. And I was looking at my husband going, babe, I kind of want something for dinner that's like kind of junky, kind of trashy. Like I want wings or something with like buffalo sauce. I want some like blue cheese dressing, you know. And if you've ever looked at the nutrition information for wings, you know that this is not a healthy food. They're not low in calories, super high in fat, super delicious and totally fine once in a while. But you know, if every weekend you indulge every single craving that you're having, again, there's your cycle of on, off, on, off, on, off, and we don't want to live there. So I drove to the grocery store and I told you guys that I was going to find something that scratched the itch, but didn't take me completely off the rails. I was going to get something that was close enough to the food I was craving that was also still lower in calories than having the real thing, and that also filled me up, turned down hunger, turned down cravings, so that the rest of my weekend stayed intact and this one meal didn't lead to a throw in the towel scenario. So here's what I did. I went to Sprouts and I went to the frozen section and I was looking for some kind of buffalo chicken tender. And there's a brand called Cauley Power that makes, believe it or not, breaded chicken tenders with like a cauliflower based crust. It sounds crazy, but they're really good and they taste just like chicken tenders and they're spicy. They didn't have those, but they did have some buffalo flavored chicken tenders, gluten free. And that's a personal preference, personal thing for me. I can't eat gluten. I have an allergy to it. So I got those, looked at the nutrition information. Okay, they're not perfect, but they're much lower in calories than me going to Wingstop or Hooters or wherever and getting an order of buffalo wings dipped in ranch dressing or blue cheese. Right. So we're going to get those. And then I brought them home and I made a huge salad with those, you know, buffalo chicken tenders that I put in the air fryer. And I threw in all kinds of vegetables, mixed greens, tomatoes, cucumbers. What else is in there? A little bit of avocado. I also added a crunched up handful of tortilla chips and it was the best thing ever. And that was a Saturday night, which is when most of us would, again, indulge the craving, go crazy, have the big high calorie meal. And then it just opens the door and it becomes a, you know, well, let that dessert. And then tomorrow morning, let's go to brunch. And then, you know, I'm craving more junk, more junk, more junk. And that's just the way our brains are wired. Once we get that hit of high calories, we want more. So the whole strategy here, the whole, you know, thought behind this is to scratch the itch, you know, identify what you really, really want and find something that's pretty comparable in flavor, texture, etc., but is far lower in calories than the real thing. And I think so many of you are afraid to do this because it involves using these convenience foods. And maybe you follow a few too many people on Instagram who demonize anything that's not made from scratch, from the farmer's market, local, free range, out of your own garden, et cetera, et cetera. And that stuff is all great. I'm a big fan of all of that. And it's great for you, no question. But again, we're trying to shoot for the middle ground because you can't always stay perfect. You can't always be perfect. On a Saturday afternoon, if you are running around with your kids, taking them, you know, from sports activities to a friend's house and they're hungry and they're whining and you got to stop and get some food, we would much rather you stop at Chick-fil-A and order a big salad with grilled chicken nuggets and, you know, just use half a packet of the dressing and get an unsweetened iced tea and maybe a fruit cup. We would much rather you do that imperfect drive-through meal than not eat, go home twice as hungry and wipe out, you know, a pint of ice cream or a bag of chips or whatever you get your hands on, Or, you know, just go through the drive-thru and be like, yeah, I'll have whatever the kids are having. I'll do a fried chicken sandwich and an order of fries and a Coke. Okay. So it's not about being perfect all the time. It's about picking your battles and knowing when it's okay to say, this is good enough. It's not perfect, but guys, newsflash, write this down, tattoo it on your forehead, whatever you got to do. Perfect is not required for results. I will say that every day of the week until I'm blue in the face. And some of y'all still don't want to hear it. You just think that you have to be perfect to get fat loss results. And it's not true. If you can actually loosen the reins a little bit and stop trying so hard to be perfect, everything is going to work better. If you have less perfect and more good enough and more better than, your consistency is going to skyrocket. Your enjoyment factor is going to skyrocket. You're actually going to like doing this. It's not going to feel like punishment or like a chore to, you know, eat for fat loss, to get your workouts in, to, you know, keep doing these habits because it feels easy. It's not always about doing the hardest, most perfect option out there. It's about finding that middle ground, something that is good enough. Okay. So shooting for the middle ground versus living in the extremes of being super, super strict Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday, and then eating everything on the weekend. The examples I talked about on Instagram, I'll share here. Again, we had like the buffalo chicken I talked about, a handful of crushed tortilla chips on a taco salad, for example. That's a big one. If you're out with your friends at a Mexican restaurant, everyone's doing what? Burritos, enchiladas, three tacos, chips and queso, margaritas, etc. We would say, okay, let's do a big taco salad or let's do fajitas and maybe just grab a few of the chips and crunch those up on top of your salad. Maybe order a Diet Coke with lemon or a Diet Coke with lime instead of a margarita, instead of a cocktail or whatever everyone else is having. All right. So you are still there having a delicious meal that's really satisfying, but it's also coming in at far fewer calories than the enchilada platter with a margarita with half a basket of chips and queso. Okay. Another example, I mean, I just gave the example there of doing the diet soda instead of the cocktail. And this is the funny thing. This is amazing to me. And I'm sure you guys see this on Instagram all the time, but there are people out there who will say things like, diet soda is toxic. Diet soda causes cancer. Diet soda is linked to obesity and junk food and global warming and all these things. Yet they will, without a second thought, put down two or three glasses of wine. Explain to me the logic on that one. Okay. There's actually no evidence. There. Find me a study, send it to me, email it to me, LeslieAnn@fatlosslifestyleschool.com. If you find that I haven't found it, that proves that diet sodas are toxic or cause cancer, et cetera. They've actually done studies that show that when an obese population replaces regular soda with diet soda, their outcomes improve. They lose weight. How? Because they reduce calories. They stop drinking those incredibly high calorie regular sodas and swap them out for zero calorie sodas. And in a perfect world, you wouldn't drink soda at all. But like I said, if the goal is fat loss and the goal is you programming in a little bit of wiggle room, a little bit of fun, a little bit of enjoyment, and having something that's lower in calories than a margarita or three bottles or three glasses of wine, a diet soda is a perfectly good option. And I still do this myself. I've been doing this lifestyle for 9 to 10 years. And I can tell you, maybe once a week, I have a Diet Coke. And I lose zero sleep over that because the rest of the food that I eat, the rest of the food that we prioritize here at Fat Loss Lifestyle School, lean protein, tons of vegetables, tons of fresh fruit, tons of high fiber, some grains, legumes, et cetera, things like that. Very, very healthy, nutrient dense diet, 80 to 90% of the time. One Diet Coke a week is not going to break you and undo all of the good things you're doing in your lifestyle. Another example, this is a personal one for me. You've heard me maybe on the blog talk about this brand of light ice cream that I recently found called Nyx. It says it's Swedish. I haven't looked into that. I don't know if it's actually based in Sweden or what, but it's called Nyx Swedish ice cream. You can find them online. And I found them here at Harris Teeter down the street from my house. It is a million times better tasting than Halo Top. It doesn't have a laxative effect the next morning. You know what I'm talking about if you've had Halo Top. And some of the flavors come in at like 60 calories for a serving, 80 calories for a serving, a good size serving. So again, that's a great option if it's Saturday night and, you know, your kids want ice cream and you don't want to sit there like eating celery sticks and just counting down the minutes till the kids go to bed so you can tear into the freezer and finish the pint of Häagen-Dazs. Have something that scratches the itch, gives you that ice cream fix for a fraction of the calories and move on. It is good enough. You do not have to be perfect to get results. I said it again, just in case you forgot. So what we're shooting for here is an expression that I learned back in my DC days. You guys, if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you've followed us for a while, you know that my first career in life was in politics. And one of the best people I worked for, a guy named Chris Hines at the Carpenters Union. Hey, Chris, if you're listening to my podcast, that's cool. He taught me this great expression about stopping the pendulum swing. And he talked about how when he first came to DC years ago, it was a much more moderate place. And the longer he stayed in the city, in the industry, because it is an industry, the more polarizing things got. And we see this right now. Like you've seen this in the elections, you've seen this on cable news, you've seen it on social media. We are an incredibly polarized country. We're incredibly polarized about everything, nutrition included. But this kind of back and forth effect is a byproduct of that polarization. So, you know, we have Barack Obama, and then the pendulum swings wildly in the other direction to Donald Trump. And then the pendulum swings wildly in the other direction back to Joe Biden. So we keep kind of overcorrecting and going from one extreme to the other instead of finding areas of compromise where we can all come to the middle and agree on things and have conversations like mature adults and like, hey, you know what? This isn't perfect, but it's better than what we have right now. I'll give a little on this if you'll give a little on that, all right? So that is the same mindset that you want to be using when you think about your nutrition and your workouts. Because I'm telling you, the more that you try to live in these extremes, the more miserable you will be, the more unsuccessful you will be, and the harder this process will be. And you don't want that. You want to make this easy. All right. So that is the ultimate goal, is to make this lifestyle feel as easy and enjoyable as possible. And that comes from practice and repetition. And it comes from finding ways to stay in the middle, where we can make these little compromises and still meet our ultimate goal of being in a consistent conservative calorie deficit and keeping our hunger, our energy, our cravings in check, balanced, all right? So when you do this, you know, it doesn't mean you're never going to have to make hard choices. All right. You can't go into the weekend and say, I heard on this podcast that I can still lose fat if I, you know, add tortilla chips here and I, you know, add this here and add a little chocolate here. And you still have to kind of make tough choices. And not every meal is going to be, you know, the fajitas from the restaurant with the chips on top and the diet soda. You probably still need to eat at home. Sometimes on the weekends, yeah. Because anytime you go out to a restaurant, it's going to be so much higher in calories than if you had made that exact same food at home. So, you know, you've still got to make some tough choices and you can't always do what's easy and what feels good and what you want to do in the moment. But, you know, it's not as strict and as hard as people make it out to be. I want to share in closing here, something I read this week on Instagram that I thought was so, so good. It was from Lane Norton, and he was talking about priorities. Somebody asked him, how do I have more discipline with my nutrition and my workouts? And he said, buddy, I can't give you more discipline. You know, trainers can't give you discipline. That has to come from within. Your actions reveal your priorities. So look at what you're doing, how you're eating. You're not doing your workouts, you're not going to bed on time, you're staying up scrolling on social media or watching Hulu or Netflix, you're not bringing your lunch to work with you, you're going out for lunch with your friends, your coworkers. Your actions reveal your priorities. So if that's what your actions look like, that means your priorities are easy. I want to do what's easy all the time. Your priorities are convenience. I don't want to be inconvenienced by having to make my own food at home. grocery shopping. I don't want to bother with that. I just want to do what's easy and convenient. I'm going to go out. I want to do what feels good in the moment. Feels good to be included. When everyone's going out to lunch, I don't want to be left behind. All right. I want to eat what everyone else is eating. I want to do what everyone else is doing. Okay, well, that reveals your priorities. You'd rather fit in and have fun than say, no, thanks. I'm good. I brought my meal from home because it aligns with my goals and my priorities that I've set for myself and my health, right? Here's the thing. Having fun, feeling good in the moment, and doing what everyone else is doing. I like all those things too, but those aren't going to help us be our best selves. You're not going to be the leanest, fittest, strongest, healthiest version of yourself if your priorities are having fun, doing what's convenient, and going with the flow and doing what everyone else is doing. Like I told one of my clients today, I was like, let's be weird. You know, yeah, it takes more work to go to the grocery store and buy lean protein and vegetables and fruit and bring it home and figure out what to do with it and cook it. But let's be weird. Let's be those people, because the alternative, filling your grocery cart with highly processed fake foods that make you feel sick, that suck your energy out. Just because everyone else is doing that, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go where that leads me. So be weird, do what's not normal and do what's not easy and do what's not convenient. And at first it's hard. And at first it takes a lot of effort, but the more you do it, the more you practice this, staying in the middle, picking your battles, the easier it gets. And you'll see when you have your priorities lined up, like if you really truly are making your health and, you know, reaching your fat loss goals and getting stronger, if that's really a priority for you, your actions will flow out of that. When you stay in the middle, you will have the best of both worlds. You'll have that balance that you want, where you can go out occasionally with your friends on the weekends. You can take your kids out for ice cream, or, you know, make your own pizza night at home with the kids or whatever. You know, you can find those fun times with your family and friends and still get the results you want, because you're not so perfect. You're not so focused on staying perfect and removing every shred of joy and fun with food and social life, you know, out of your routine. So that's what I hope you take away from this episode, and what I hope comes to haunt you. And I hope you hear my voice in your head this weekend when you're thinking about just picking up the phone, dialing for Grubhub, dialing for takeout, dialing for delivery. It's so easy now. You don't even have to go to the restaurant and pick up the food. They will bring it to you. They'll put that fast food on your doorstep. Dang it. That's terrible. But if you can do this, when the weekend rolls around and you have this right mindset locked in of like playing to the middle, picking your battles and putting in some of those less than perfect foods that are still better than the alternative, here's what's going to happen. You're not going to have one, the physiological need to go off the rails. Like you're not going to be so hungry from under eating and being so, so perfect during the week with your strict diet. Your body is not going to be screaming at you to feed it high calorie foods. That's the first thing that's going to happen. And number two, you won't have the psychological desire to go there either. Because when you aren't super, super strict with the way that you're eating and obsessed about every calorie and every macro and making sure everything is clean, perfect, whole food, or I'm sorry, whole 30 or all these buzzwords, you know, it really does help you relax and not put so much pressure on yourself. So it just kind of, it takes care of itself. You don't have this intense mental obsession with like, I really want to break my diet. I really want to have something bad this weekend because I've been so good all week. Both of those things just even out because the pendulum has stopped swinging from one extreme to the other. If you're listening to this going into the weekend, like I said, I hope you hear my voice in your head. I hope you've taken away some really actionable things from this podcast episode that you can put into practice this weekend. Do it. Pick one thing from this episode and practice it, try it out. And I promise you, you're going to surprise yourself. It's going to work. Get the taco salad instead of the enchilada platter. Get the diet soda with lime instead of the margarita. Get the light ice cream instead of the Häagen-Dazs. Get, you know, the chicken tenders from the grocery store, they're made with slightly better ingredients versus going to Zaxby's for fried chicken, okay? Do these little things, build yourself a little bit of relief and wiggle room into the way that you eat, a little bit of fun, and come Monday morning, the weekend, it won't have messed you up the way that it has in the past. You're just going to keep rolling. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, repeat. And you know you're there when the way that you eat on Monday matches the way that you eat on Wednesday, matches the way that you eat on Friday, matches the way that you eat on Saturday. Let me know what you think about this podcast episode. I would love to hear from you. And if you really, really liked it and you want to share it with your friends, share it on Instagram, share it on Facebook, and let people know you liked this episode and what your biggest takeaway was. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you guys soon on another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you loved it. Before you go, I want to invite you to come over and join our new group on Facebook called Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders. This is not your average Facebook group for women. We're not going to be sharing recipes, random workouts, and motivational quotes, because I'm pretty sure you have plenty of that in your life. Instead, we're having higher level conversations about how we train, how we fuel our bodies, and why we're doing this whole lifestyle change thing to begin with. Jump over to Facebook, search Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders in the search bar, request to join, and I will see you there.